The HMS Podcast is available on the 98 KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number MD100-2031, NMLS Number 186375, LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Guess something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Cruising through this glorious Tuesday morning. I'm getting emails. God damn, this mic is completely broken. That one attacked me. I have to do my stand-up
routine.
Time. I know
the
it won't
sound
stop.
Of it was...
The stupid screw that holds the microphone together will not stop breaking.
I knew exactly what happened.
Yeah, you know, you've seen it 100 times. And how many times does it has to happen before they keep going, well, you keep touching it. Like, I have to. Yeah, thank you, Brad. Take photos of that. How many times do I have to tell people? It's like, why don't we make it so when you touch it, it doesn't explode in your hands? You know what else I have to keep touching? My car. And the steering wheel never comes off.
The sound and the reaction.
Yeah, well, because that one almost hit me in the face.
Van walking into the screen door.
Gah! That's how one of the Pointer Sisters died, you know. Come on. Anyway. Well, yeah, that was and now the screw's lost forever. I have to replace the entire setup. And somewhere or another, they blame me for that. Well, you just keep moving the mic. I see you move the mic around. I'm like, yeah, I move around. I have to talk on a microphone. If I move around and the mic doesn't, I disappear. Nobody else has to do it that much. Nobody else is doing what I do. It's all right, Brad.
I see a headset in your future.
It's right here. Let's see if I can screw it up. Oh, I'll go with the Titus headset.
Yeah.
Let's try this again. I'm going to do a little virtual fix-em-ups. Here, Brady, put on your jerk helmet while I do this and kill some time.
It's in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, that's where it belongs. That's where all the action happens at Brady's abode. Let me screw this back in. This thing is on its last legs. Oh, no, this is not going.
That's not going to work.
Not going back together.
You want this mic?
No, I don't. I want this one.
Handheld.
I don't know. You should be filming this.
Get Jeremy in there just to hold it.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Is he here? Look at this. Well, if you wouldn't touch it, well, if it didn't break, it wouldn't matter. Don't touch any of the stuff. Hold on. Still doing it. Yeah,
it sounds like it's going in.
Nope. That's just your virtual reality.
I heard that a lot last night.
Oh, no. Stripped. Completely stripped. Oh, well. I don't care anymore. I'll just use this giant stick. By the way, somebody emailed and said, the Kirby D. Williams voice is dumb. Some guy doesn't like Kirby D. Williams. I think it's too close to home for him. He likes Lando too much. He doesn't want it sullied by that. Some guy had, this is a good question for you, Brady. This guy named Justin says, I currently have COVID-19. It is a mild case. I'm 10 days in. For context, I had a car start crapping out on me 2 days ago. How exactly is somebody with the virus supposed to take care of these essential things like maintenance or even getting fuel to go get my stuff all while being infected, not necessarily still contagious? Is it not enough to make absolutely certain you don't release any of your respiratory crud? How do you do that, Brady? While you had the COVID, what did you do to go and do stuff? Your car broke.
Car maintenance, I have the Ford, and actually Chapman Ford will come out and pick up your car.
Yeah, I think that's the same thing.
And other dealerships are offering that deal, a lot of that. Other than that, most of the stuff, the one thing that, I was thinking about, what about a refrigerator if that goes out in the kitchen? Those techs can come in there, like a service person, and they just mask up and...
But do you tell them? I'm positive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they still come out.
So it's like you've got HIV and you're about to have sex. You have to tell the people in your house, I am positive.
Yeah. Like the guy that did the disinfectant fogging.
Yeah.
AZ Bio fog, I think. But they he basically put a suit on and everything. I told him that I'd been testing positive.
Was it embarrassing?
No.
Did you have to over-explain it?
I wasn't the only one. He's like, oh, we've gone in plenty of places.
That's how they make their money. I mean, he's got to be used to it by now.
I'm also positive. Let's make out. Then you guys spit on each other for a little.
Well, I got 10% off if I did that.
If you were both positive?
If we made out.
Nice. Did you have to stay out of the room or did you just follow him around?
I stayed out on the patio with the pets because pets have to be out. You have to be out for, 20 minutes for everything to settle in, and then you can go back in.
Got it. Well, it's all going to go to hell in anyway here in a few minutes because kids are trying to get back to school. This is the best email I've got. Your kid goes back today, Rich?
Yep.
He's got the virtual classes?
Yeah, both of them. High school starts today at Mountain View. Mesa schools start today. I think Chandler started yesterday.
Brett, virtual high five from
Damn
the distance
right.
that you and I don't have to deal
None.
With any of this.
Kirby D starts tomorrow.
Ready to go, baby. Daddy, fire up that computer and get me back in the room. Wait until the kids get a load of my new mustachioed look. And then I get this. It says,
"There you go."
What's
Can you
this?
Explain?
Kirby voice is stupid. Micro machines. In what way is the Kirby voice stupid? The frog is funnier,
but she's matured.
Or Yoda, he says.
Yeah, the Yoda voice was her original voice, and now that she's a grown woman with a mustache, as Brady pointed out, she has turned into another Star Wars.
Maybe
character,
you missed that part,
Lando Calrissian. Yeah, you have to follow along. You can't just jump in with your opinions. This lady says, Alicia says, high school started online yesterday, and my daughter goes to McClintock, and each classroom used Google Meets, and the students were required to use cameras. I've never laughed so hard throughout the day. The high school boys were so awful and immature, driving the teachers crazy in the chat sessions. The boys started to type things on their screen. I have a bent penis. It got ripped. Then a dude put, WTF, bro. Hit me on the snap. That shows up on the whole screen for everybody. Everybody laughs. The teacher's getting frustrated. And then it all ended when one kid put, BRB, the Jews in my basement are acting up.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Then the boys started to send their classroom links to friends who aren't in the class because they're way ahead of the teachers technologically. And all these strangers just started to show up to the classroom. So these other kids started to show up and enter the classroom and started to talk crap to the teacher. She goes, it was hilarious. I felt so bad for these teachers. But one teacher said, now get out of my class. Would you talk to anybody like this in class? And the boy replied, it's the internet, bro. And she goes, that's it. I quit. So McClintock's classes lasted all of an hour before the Jews in that kid's basement got a little uppity and they had to quit.
I might have to hit up Alex's mom and see how he's been in 15 minutes now on his first one.
Oh. There's racial slurs. There's all sorts of trouble brewing.
Well, his first class is for geeks. He's taking video production.
They're so far ahead of the teacher, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. I guarantee, that's what I was saying. They already know.
How long until, like what we said with the NBA, how long until somebody throws the Teen Wolf pee-pee up there and then the whole school has to get shut down? There's no way this works. I would actually kind of encourage my kid to be the prankster on this one, see how much he could get away with. And Kirby starts her virtual classes today, Brady?
Tomorrow.
And that's a new school for her, right?
It is. And we picked up a laptop last week. The school provides that.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Every kid in Mesa School District got a laptop.
They get a...
Wow.
Really?
They got...
We got screwed when we were in school.
No kidding.
That sucks.
That room of Macintoshes that you can only use
They got
for
COVID funds, Mesa did, to provide them for every kid.
Well, every poor kid.
No.
Every kid.
Everybody gets it? Every kid is issued a school laptop, yeah.
Well, that's not
Then
right.
you have to buy insurance, though.
You don't have to, but you're supposed to.
You should.
$30 to protect the laptop.
Isn't it better to just tell the school, look, we already got our laptop, we're good?
You can do that, but then I'd rather have Alex on the school laptop so that he doesn't look up, BBCs.
He's good on that one, too.
He can't.
Why?
Because it's all protected.
They'll figure it out.
He already said he's in the video production class.
So figure out how to hack it.
They'll figure that out. There'll be big black wangs all over that classroom.
Plus, if he's going to ruin a computer, I'd rather have it be that one than his own or one of my laptops.
You're going to pay for it either way.
No, it's cheaper than $30. Though.
Well, that's true if you got the insurance and stuff.
$30 is great. It's a great deal.
They're probably $200 laptops.
They're not very nice.
No. They're basic. They're like $500 laptops.
I didn't know that they were just handing laptops to kids. Then what's everybody bitching about who's behind the internet?
I think kindergarten and first graders are the only ones that didn't get a laptop.
I've been saying the whole time, if you got a kid who doesn't have the internet, they're like, it's not fair he doesn't have the internet. That kid isn't going to have any future anyway. There's no possible way of a kid without an internet right now, and you're saying he doesn't, he's already out.
Well, stuff like that. I mean, everybody keeps talking about how baseball is going to be ending and stuff. How long do we left to let the school year go on? Oh. I mean, with you know, stuff happening in that class.
With a basement full of Jews, and then you got all these problems brewing.
Well, the quick fix is, all right, well, that won't be online class, which is, you know, we'll bum some parents out in the interaction. It'll just be, here are your assignments, complete them by the end of the week.
And that's still on you.
Well, that's what he did for summer school, too. Summer school is all online, and you basically have a rundown of what assignments you have and when they're due, and then you have a test every so long.
Record the lesson, right, Toledo?
I think so.
They'll just do a video of themselves teaching it, but, and then it's up to you to watch that. Then here's your assignments.
Well, what you guys as parents are really bothered by is your kids don't disappear for 7 hours a day.
Most parents are using the, and it's valid as well, like the whole mental health of kids.
Nah.
Like, I mean, but there is a little bit of that. You've been locked down for 5 months. Some parents aren't letting their kids do anything.
Right.
Like, I've been a little bit lax with Alex. At least I let him see a couple of friends because I've asked those parents what they've been doing on lockdown.
Yeah, but I don't believe it.
You don't believe
it? I don't believe in anybody that's doing anything right. They're all saying they are, and then they're not doing it. So you're putting us at risk for COVID because your kid's rolling around with some dirty kid.
He hasn't seen his friends in a month because he was grounded.
Oh, that's for...
for the vape.
For vaping.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, Toledo's kids started to...
Oh, you caught him vaping?
I didn't catch him. First thing he did is he snuck the giant bag of M&Ms into his room, ate the whole M&Ms, right? So we're going, we see the empty bag of M&Ms that we were wondering where they went in his garbage can in his room. Inside the M&Ms bag, it's two vape pens. We would pick up because we were going to throw the M&Ms bag at him, and when you pick it up and it rattles, you're like, what the F is this?
Yeah.
You open it up and there's two vape pens in there, strawberry banana and...
And then for no reason at all, he dyed his hair and he looks like Carol Channing.
Yeah.
This is the strangest things going on in this house.
Yeah.
We got Kirby D. Williams and Carol Channing.
And that's the haircut he chose.
Yeah.
Hair color aside, the haircut is what he chose.
I called to Toledo's house the other day, and I'm talking to him, and in the back I hear...
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
So they're like, shut up. I'm like, what was that? And he goes, oh, Alex thinks he's a Carol Channing now.
He's so glad I don't have kids.
I know, me too. Just watching Toledo's life, I'm like, this is enough for me to never want that. Because, he's got this bleach blonde son. It's a Marilyn Monroe.
I just told him, I'm like, man, I go, you don't know how lucky you have it that you don't have to go to school right now and face that gauntlet. As a freshman that did this to himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because his hair is ridiculous.
And he's like, I don't care, Dad. I'm like, you would if you had to go face the music.
When you have to go to girls' PE because nobody's convinced.
Toledo just wants fall court. Just have his first quarter at home.
Yep. No, I think what Toledo wants is you to actually go to school, get ridiculed back to normal hair.
Absolutely.
Because this hair is not, it's not even rebellious. It's a coif. No. It's Jane Mansfield. Yeah. It's 1950s blonde bombshell.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I need a.
Wow.
Yeah. And the first round of it wasn't, apparently it wasn't done. I don't know how you have to bleach your hair, but apparently if you need to do it twice. Because the first time it was like really brassy.
Yeah.
So he had to do it again to get it even more blonde.
Yeah. So he's a platinum blonde now?
He's a platinum.
He's kind of a platinum
blonde.
Wow. And he's got tons of hair, so it's this big bouffant.
Yep. See if I can
the two pictures I've seen, and he wants a man bun, which makes it worse. But Toledo wants him to go to school to get ridiculed, so he steps back into the normal, but right now it's not the way it is. But.
He needs to experience some things.
Everybody's getting a laptop. I'm against that.
Why?
I paid for it, goddammit.
Well, your district is a good district, so they've had laptops for a long time.
Good laptop. Not for everybody, though.
Junior year. High schools have had laptops for 5 years, I think.
Man.
Every student in high school in Mesa has had a laptop for like
And you
last
guys don't
years.
Pay it. They just give it to you.
They give it to you.
And, oh, my goodness.
Well, doesn't that replace books and everything else now? Just it's
replaces
all on tablets
everything.
Or
replaces
everything. A lot of that.
They do a thing called Canvas where they log in. That's their virtual classroom. So anything that they need, any documents, anything like that is in this Canvas.
So there's no
in
more
Canvas.
Toting books.
There's nothing.
So everybody's spine is better. But
yeah.
All right. Well, that's different. I thought they still had books and stuff.
No.
They're giving them, you know, just keeping them.
No, everything. Like they do, they have to submit everything on this laptop. They have to do everything on it.
Yeah. This guy says, I worked for a third-party vendor and was taking care of tech for a lot of the schools in Arizona. Trust me, these kids are getting around the blocks. These wily bastards are able to get around everything. These laptops are, quote, locked down, but that doesn't mean a thing. My kids thinking had their computers hacked the first day and were watching Netflix while class was going on that computer. There is no stopping them. Yeah. Well, that this guy says, maybe that's why Toledo's son is blonde now. He was watching the BBC videos a couple months earlier than that and recognized that black guys love blonde chicks.
Blacksonblondes.com.
Ouch.
Ouch.
He wanted to look like one of the ladies in black.com videos.
I hate you people.
Kobe D. Williams thinks your boy looks great. Don't worry about it. Put a little bunch on that back, and that kid's going to be perfect.
Yeah, you sent me that picture. Yeah, and people are like, please post a picture of Alex's hair. No, we won't post kids on the yeah, you guys no, will I be too vicious.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And let his peers attack him. We'll do it here because this is a safe place for us to do it.
I wish one of those kids would send us a link so we can get in those classes and
I
check this out, too.
Sit in that. Toledo, give me a link to your kid's
get Alex's class.
Okay. Can I go to his class today?
Oh, it's going to be cool.
Oh, I would actually behave. I was always really good in class. I was not a guy who acted up.
But this isn't your teacher now, so you can just do whatever the hell you want to do.
I have too much respect for him or her.
The fear of suspension seems like it's not as powerful anymore for kids.
What are you suspending them to?
Well, no, if you're... Well, they're kicking kids out of the class if they don't behave, and you know, after
they're already out of the class, they can just sit there, and then their friends can tell
them out of the video class.
All right, but still, their friends can tell them, "Hey, this is what we did." You'll stay up with it. They're not even going to school for more than an hour.
What Brady's saying is, there's virtual detention now.
Can we start calling Toledo's kid the mother of dragons? He's a Targaryen,
Khaleesi.
Yeah, I just changed Toledo's kid's name to Ian Campfield. Ian had the jack of clubs hair, and I always used to tease him, like, you've got the same hair as a playing card, like you look like the jack of clubs, this stupid kind of weird.
We put him on there on a jack of clubs, and it was a match.
And it was a perfect match, but your son's hair is 10 times bigger. He's got so much hair that I just see Jane Mansfield in 1950s hot blonde bombshells. But now we know why. That BBC video, he's like, man, the only way to get a guy like that is to have big poofy blonde hair. Is he putting on a little backdoor weight? Is he doing a lot of squats at the house? I'm worried.
He's not doing anything.
He's on a heavy squat.
He's become a Kardashian.
He's eating lunges. He's eating 2 pound bags of M&Ms. He's trying to attract a black guy. He's blonde. His ass is getting bigger. I'm sorry, Richard. It's just great
leg
not having
curls. Reverse leg curls.
Yeah. Is he just laying there just curling all day, eating M&Ms? This is terrible. I'm sorry to all of you.
Yeah, I hate you all.
Hey, look, I feel for you, but it is hilarious.
So this,
I think
this,
a picture
is, this is the brassy version.
That's
Brett.
The one I saw. Look at that beautiful lady
that's
back there.
That's Alex?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That beautiful blonde.
That little Dutch
show.
Boy. Yeah. That little Dutch boy
Dutch
right
boy.
There.
I see Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
Oh. There he is.
Wow.
All right, you got to send it to me, Toledo. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm just going off of what you're saying.
I mean, it's just.
And what's in my mind.
It's blonde bombshell. It is the same.
And he did that on purpose.
Yeah. This was a desire. I love the kid. He's hilarious. So we got to get his hair back to normal. If it means that a show in the city ridiculing him is the way to go, we have to do it. Because he can't go to school to get teased.
Jane Mansfield.
It is. He's beautiful. The saddest part is he's beautiful. He looks like his daddy. Oh, I wouldn't want to be a father. Toledo, I'm sorry.
No.
To both you and Brady. Brady's got Kirby D's mustache.
And you went through the blonde locks a little bit.
Oh, my hair was a disaster. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't never have that.
And your dad rode you a little bit.
Oh, my dad hated my hair.
But you were never a platinum blonde.
Yeah,
either,
I tried.
You know?
I couldn't do it. No one would do it. My mom wouldn't. She was a hairdresser, and she would not do what I wanted. Like, I always tried to have my mom. I was the same as Alex. I always tried to have my hair doing something funny, but she wouldn't do it. So I'm like, fine, I'll show you. And I would go down to the drugstore and just buy blonde. Well, I don't know how to do it. So I'd just burn my head with this stuff, and it would turn this orangish weirdness, and then I'd be like, well, that's not right. So I'd go down to the store again and buy another one. The reason I'm bald is because of that year and a half of nonsense. I'd buy another one and go, but you have to wait a couple of days, and I didn't know that. So I'd put more in, and then it would turn muck, muddy purple, orange, strange, and you can't fix it. And my mom would say, you've destroyed it. There's nothing. Your hair won't do anything now. So then I'd, like a genius, go down and go, well, I need it to get back to normal. So I'd go buy another hair coloring thing to try to make it back to the old way. Because you just think you can color it in again, and it just destroys it.
How did Dan feel about this?
Oh, he hated it. Hated it. My dad already thought I was gay because I never talked to him about girls. And then all of a sudden I'm doing crazy hair things. And it drove him bananas. Yeah, it was just awful. And I tried to grow it. Look at that. He's gorgeous. It's driving you nuts.
Yeah, oh, yeah, a little bit.
Dude, when you guys go out, like, and people are like, oh.
Who's your daughter?
Who's your daughter? Because they used to say that to my dad.
We've only gone to the store, actually. Other than that, he's been at home.
They said that to my dad. I went to work with my dad on a Saturday once. And I heard every ounce of my dad's masculinity leak out of him when a friend of his at work said, is this your daughter? Because I was running a room. I was like a spectrum boy. I've got this. I'm dressed in jean shorts that are way too short.
Tight.
A half shirt. Socks pulled up to my knees. I bet you I looked so hot to your average male pedophile. I got long bleach blonde hair, and I'm playing with a remote control Camaro Z28. I was a hillbilly whore. And my dad's work buddy says, is that your daughter? And I just heard just this unbelievable, it's my son. And then, oh, sorry. And then they didn't talk for a little bit, and I stood there like, I don't look like a girl. But I looked so much like I was skinny. I was
cute. Dude, you have no idea.
I was adorable. I was a beautiful little girl. 7th or 8th grade. Just gorgeous. Couldn't figure out why girls didn't like me. It's because they thought I was one. Yeah, pretty great stuff. But yeah, these kids are way ahead of the game. I didn't know they were all getting laptops. And
yep.
Now they're going to get past that. And before you know it, BBC porn will be you're going to get a letter. Your son or one of your son's friends put BBC porn all over the website. Kirby doesn't do stuff like that. She's pretty wise to that, but you trust her not to be the – she didn't make trouble in school, right, Brady?
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's, for the most part, girls are a little bit easier on that side of that. Like, but then
your daughter's
when they
easier.
Get into the angry teen years, you always hear about that. Just
oh,
wait
oh,
that.
Just wait.
Yeah.
You're exactly. Right. You're right there now. This will be the year, Brady, where she turns.
The tomato pants changes everything.
Well, not only that, just the way that their whole attitude changes. They become assholes. I'm not kidding.
I appreciate the honesty.
Little assholes.
You're so forthright.
Shouldn't say little. He's not so little
anymore.
He's
a big kid now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a big bombshell is what he is. Yeah. last time I saw hair like that, it was painted on the side of a bomber in World War II.
He's a pinup gal. He's a Barnum character.
Jeez. He's wearing a shirt that says, take that, Japs. I'm sorry. It's too rich with hilarity not to tease.
Texter says, all I'm picturing is Joe Dirt. It's not,
no,
it's not a
like
mullet.
That.
It's not a
it's
mullet.
Not,
it's all over.
Nothing,
it looks like Jane Mansfield.
It's a Bob haircut. Yeah, and there's something you got to do about this. It's just terrible. I hate to attack him, but he deserves it. He's ruining Richard's life. Yeah,
I told him. I said, you know what's going to happen. I said, John's going to see this, and I already told him. I already told him your response, and he just laughed. He thought it was the most funniest thing ever that you hated it.
That's awesome that he's got duck feathers. That's great.
You
very rarely earn those in your teen years, but.
No, he does not look like Tiger King.
No, Tiger King.
You got to send me a picture. That's what I'm
doing. It's not. Brady, it's Dakota Fanning's Bob hair on Jane Mansfield. It's Jane Mansfield. Just Google Jane Mansfield.
Oh,
he's got Jane Mansfield's hair. Do it in black and white and side by side.
I still have a poster of Jane Mansfield.
Of course you do.
Sorry. Yeah, to go back. Yeah, Brett, that's what I found.
Oh, the vape.
The vape pen. Yellow and orange. Yeah, anyway. Now I'm getting pictures. Saying, I'm pretty sure, this is Toledo's daughter, and it's no, it's his son. It's I know that girl. I know that. I've actually
so
watched.
That was him before, and this is where I was teasing him that he looked like Rachel from Friends.
Oh,
baby.
You were right on.
I told you.
He's got Rachel's hair from Friends.
That's it. Look at that. Look at that
picture.
That
sounds gorgeous.
He does.
It's completely.
I hate that he looks so much like Jennifer Aniston in that photo. Yeah, this picture I got is this adorable blonde girl on a couch and five rather large African-American gentlemen standing behind the couch eyeballing her because she's next. Blacks.com. Toledo's son. Sorry, Richard. It's too much.
Yeah.
So he did look a little like Aniston when the hair was natural color.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And there's Brady just 100%. Got the picture.
Did you just get it, Brady?
No.
Oh, you got to see. You got to fire
it. He's icing me.
I'll send it.
Yeah, I would be, too. If it was my son, I would send out pictures of other kids. Yeah, just look up all the pinup girls on the sides of bombers from World War II, and it's pretty much Toledo's son. Oh, in fact, let's put his head on one of those bomber pictures and just send it to each other.
Looks like Dakota Fanning in the Runaways movie.
That's what it is. There the it Runaways. Is. That's oh, the one God, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, there it is. That's what I saw at the kitchen picture. I'm like, when she played in that girl pop band, that what was that?
The Joan Jett band.
Yeah, and they did Cherry the Bomb. Yeah. The movie's called The Runaways. Yeah. And she's got that hair. That's exactly what his hair looks. So for those of you who want to know exactly what Toledo's kid looks like, Dakota Fanning, The Runaways, Google it. And it's I'm telling you, you're not.
He does look a little bit like the Amish character from Kingpin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The blonde Randy mushroom Quaid? Cut. He's got the blonde mushroom cut. Yep.
That's how I'm picturing it.
Oh, it's
all right. Bad. I gotta pull the picture
you're
off.
You're in trouble.
It's on all Lisa's thing.
Anyway, sorry about that. I digress.
Jennifer Aniston.
He looks just like Jennifer Aniston in that picture. And what do you do as a dad? Like, what is like? Can't tell do, me. Walk me through it. Like, how many times a day do you make fun of him?
First, well, I'm making fun of him constantly, but I sat him down and I'm like, look, here's the thing. I go, you're gonna get an inordinate amount of crap about this.
Yes.
I go, from anyone you see, and Chris, his brother is a year and a half older than him, his stepbrother, tries to give him crap, but Chris got no snap game. He can't do it.
Right,
and Alex just laughs at him, which pisses Chris off.
Right.
So
but he's winning.
It emboldens Alex to think that he's okay, which makes me say, you got to hang out with your friends. Your friends will bust your balls worse than anybody else. I can bust your balls and Chris can, but it doesn't matter to you. Until you get the real effect of being around your friends
right.
with that hair, you're not going to understand
it. But do
his
friends have similar
No, none of them. None of them bleach their head. Oh, they were all threatening to, and he took the first step.
Oh, no.
And did everybody else back out, or did they do it?
Nobody else is taking the bait.
Of course.
Nobody else is taking the bait.
Oh, my God.
They seen that one. Yeah, yep. I'm out.
Seen that one coming down the road.
Man, oh, man. Well, thank you.
Good for him.
Thanks to both of you.
Good for him. F you, Bogan. Yeah.
Like if Kirby came home with lesbian hair, like shaved half of it and stuff, you know, that lesbian haircut that's just shaved on one and then flopped over. I mean, you know.
Whatever.
You think?
Whatever.
Would you whatever that? I guess for girls, the hair thing's
you
a little
think
different.
Whatever,
I mean,
but...
yeah.
Like
I
if
know.
She just started shaving her head. You know, like totally bald. Wouldn't you be like, Kirby, what are you doing? But she's like, it's just, when do you draw the line between this isn't happening and this is just the kid expressing himself?
Well, it gets to legitimate concerns of saying, okay, what's going on?
Yeah,
what's
are you
really
cutting?
On?
Right.
On the shaving, I would think so. Something's going on there.
There were girls but in high school when I went that shaved their heads.
Alex doesn't sound by any means there's anything going on.
Well, he's smoking. He's eating piles of M&Ms. We know what's going on.
I've been trying to figure out what's been going on.
A ton of kids have done that.
Smoked M&Ms. I'm not
smoked M&Ms. I don't know about that, but
2 pounds M&Ms and bleach my hair blonde after I'm getting caught with BBC videos in my phone. I know what's happening.
Well, there's a timeline.
Did you hear about the latest, Brett?
No.
So a week ago, he's at his mom's,
and
she gets a receipt like one day from Roku, the internet thing or whatever for TV. $3.99. All nude girls.
Yeah. and you know, when you would hope as a father, he's looking at that as, you know, a sexual thing, but he's just getting hair ideas.
I was just going to say, you should be proud, but yeah.
He's using it like, you know, he's just getting it like a magazine. Oh, hers is pretty.
Okay, take back everything that I've said.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
You saw the picture, right?
Yeah. And here's, and
I'm
Brady.
Looking at, I'm like, oh, he's the front one. No, it's the chick in the back by the microwave.
Nope.
You've got to be kidding me.
I just sent you the second one. And keep in mind, this is when before it became really blonde.
If Brady, the world's most accepting guy, goes, you've got to be kidding me. That's your son?
Okay, come on now.
Too great. Wow. Yeah, and you've gotten both of them now. Yeah, it's not good. Again.
Yes, for texters
social distance high five,
Leslie,
because we are clear of this ever. And did you get a vasectomy yet?
No, but I'm looking into that.
Because Medea
now, this just sold me on it. Right
oh, yeah,
here.
No.
This just sold me on it.
Call Dr. Lynn immediately and get this thing cleaned up. Because Medea is ripe. Like, she's a young lady.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can get that knocked up. Next thing you got Phyllis Diller running around your house playing baseball on weekends.
And yes, for the text is going to be in trouble.
Yeah. And yes, for the texters that are asking another one, yes, like Little Lord Farquaad.
Yeah, it's Farquaad's hair.
Yes.
Farquaad. Anyway, it's great stuff. I couldn't enjoy that more. Oh, man. I got a text that late at night a couple nights ago, a guy that said, "You had a good run, bro. You've entertained me my entire adult life. Retire while you still can, and things are still good." And what? I just text back, never. And he texts me this yesterday at night, and he goes, "I'm so sorry. I was very drunk. That was super David drunk. Retire was not the right word. I've been a ghoul from the beginning. You guys have gotten me through a lot over the years, and I know you hear that, but I absolutely mean it. Unlike the others that have said it before to you, I actually mean it. You've gotten through me a ton. However, like I said earlier this year, I constantly question why I listen. Cut to the chase. I'm listening to now makes me think you're considering it. You got to end the show because you're following the podcast road. A no holds barred John has to be better than the corporate version. Are you feeling it? I know. Wish in one hand, crap in the other. I love you, Chancellor.
Man, I don't know. There's not a lot that you don't do on this show.
I was going to say.
I mean, yeah. I've had that conversation with people. The only thing is cuss.
Yeah, the people think that I'm held back by some corporate thing. I have the best position ever in radio.
The only thing I tell people that is, I'm like, what corporate person in the world would be okay with some of the things that are said?
Well,
on
don't
this
bring
show?
It up. Shut up.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Everything's fine. What's the matter with him?
Uh-oh, here comes Tripp.
Yeah. I hope your new son-in-law Lamont comes in and ruins your night. You bastard, you're ruining everything. Not my problem, your world's in turmoil.
Toledo, don't worry. My son finally cut his hair when he tripped over the electrical cords at the fair and a stranger asked if she was okay.
Oh, man.
That's
what
it.
You got to look forward to.
Oh, boy. You know what we should do? We should have a contest where people draw your son what they think he looks like, since we'll never show you, and then the winner will post.
It'd just be Hoffman.
Yeah, Hoffman's going to kill it, but yeah. Yeah, I podcast world's interesting to me for that kind of thing, and I do that one with Caliendo, but I found with Caliendo, and not just because it's Frank, is that we kind of hold back on a lot of stuff because we're afraid that no one will ever pay us.
Right.
So you start
if you
getting
do
this,
that in
yeah,
history.
You start getting in this weird thing where you have, like, Joe Rogan is free and clear talk. You notice he doesn't go too crazy. I mean, Joey Diaz doesn't have any sponsors of note. Like, he's got people that'll pay him, but his money comes from his stand-up, so.
What about Corolla?
Corolla keeps it, he's got a ton of money coming in, but he's not over the top. They just cuss. I mean, the bigger thing about podcasting that's different than radio is the cussing. That's it. And, yeah, is that a little more freedom and is there more stuff? But, the same thing.
But now you're seeing some of the podcasting,
right.
Material coming across on their regular branding public. Right. I mean, even, Brian Callen or citing a time that he podcast with Whitney Cummings and.
Well, they have to be careful now because they went after Joey Diaz on the podcast he did with who's Kreischer's buddy? Tom Segura. And he did this thing that was horrible. And people went crazy about it. And it's like Segura had to worry that he was going to lose spots. It's the same thing. But now you got the cancel culture people that'll go out and go after podcasts. And they don't cancel your sponsors. They cancel your ass. Like, you're done. So, yeah, it's just as spooky. So, but thank you for the nice words, Drunk David. That was very appreciated.
Sober up.
What a great thing. 8:55. We got the hot releases coming up in just a little bit while Toledo goes and just soaks his head in an ice tub, waiting for Lamont to come ring the doorbell with some flowers. I'm here for your little girl. Alexis? Alexis, your basketball teammate's here.
Enjoy Spanish today, buddy.
Cherry bomb.
It's 98.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100-2031, NMLS Number 186377, LifeChangerLoan Corp. is an equal housing lender.